It seems to me that there are two categories, or a way of categorizing ourselves into two different ways of how we view the world. There are people who are what I call multisensory beings, and there are people who we call five-sensory beings. Another term that I use in Real Magic is there are spiritual beings and there are non-spiritual beings. The problem with that designation is that a person who is a non-spiritual being, this doesn't indicate that they are not religious, that they're not moral, that they're not good people, and it's not a designation between good and bad, moral and immoral, right and wrong. It's just some people, as they go along in their life, have a way of assessing what their world is like, and other people do it in quite different ways. And to make that distinction, in order to be able to create real magic, it is my contention that you will have to make the shift from being a five-sensory, or what I call a non-spiritual being, to becoming a multi-sensory being. And it is my very strong impression from all that I have read and all the people that I have been around who are able to manifest miracles for themselves, that in order to get to that place of real magic, where miracles become not only something that happened to you, but that you manifest and create for yourself, that you'll need to really be working on getting yourself aligned in this new spiritual way, rather than in the five, limited to the five senses. A non-spiritual being is limited to the five senses in their beliefs and in their thoughts. And very briefly, the five-sensory being sees the world in terms of, I'll only believe it when I see it, rather than the other way around. If I can't see it, if I can't touch it, if I can't taste it, if I can't feel it, I then know that it doesn't exist. And this is the real practical-oriented individual, the person who is, quote, left brain, very scientific in their approach, and doesn't have a whole lot of room in their consciousness for things that they can't get a hold of. The spiritual being, the multisensory being, is someone who knows that the five senses are just little tools that we have, and that our body is nothing more than a package that contains our soul, and that the invisible part of us, our intuition, our thoughts, our feelings, are very real, and it isn't just something to read about in holy books or on Sunday mornings, but that this invisible part of our humanity is in fact the very essence of our humanity.